Good afternoon, everybody. I hope everyone had a really great 4th of July holiday. We're just getting back at it here on Thursday morning, coming off of a holiday week, kind of an odd time to have a holiday in the middle of a week, which we don't see too often, and it definitely affects the trading. But I will say action was much better today than we had initially expected, being that we're coming into a weekend after a holiday. We really got some good momentum in Tesla, and we captured pretty much all of it, and turned out to be a really great trade. So I want to take a few minutes here and break this down and talk about what I saw in the pre-market, as well as the technical levels that we traded off of. All right, so let's take a look. Tesla over the last few days obviously has been seeing some selling, right? We kind of pulled off this 360 level, been a big pivot in the past. We rejected it here over the last several weeks, and we've been pulling off it here over the last few days after some negative news came out, and we're now getting some continuation. What I liked about it here this morning is we were sitting at this 309 level, and below 309, it opened up to a pocket down to 297, just below 300. These candles right here, where you break out of consolidation and have high volume, so you can see right here, this high volume bar, right, this volume, coupled with this big range candle, these typically tend to be what I like to call a launch pad, all right, or an ignition candle. And those typically act as very strong support or resistance depending on which way they're going. So for instance, this candle to the downside will act as a lot of resistance since it had a lot of volume. All right, so if you start to approach that level, the high of this candle, there will definitely be significant resistance. So what I saw here today is on this ignition candle, where we took off from on high volume, that now is going to be the next level of support, and which falls around 297.50. The reason I like to call it an ignition candle is because after that move takes place, look at the continuation you get after it. All right, same thing over here on the downside, ignition candle. We get that pull, and then we get that continuation. Now again, what I saw this morning was room from 309 down to 297.50, potentially all the way down to 292 if we really got some continuation to the sell side. And another thing I like too is that we were sitting below its back below its major moving averages, which normally always will bring in another wave of selling, in this case since we're below. So what I saw in the pre-market here was we were, we drifted down on Tuesday, we were sitting right above that 309 level, and then this morning we were coming in below the 100 day. And what that meant was now we're back below all the major moving averages and we're starting to approach that 309 pivot. And what I said is that if I see this thing start to sell down below the 100 day and down through that 309 pivot, I'm definitely going to be very interested in this because of the big pocket it has from 309 down to roughly 297.50, where that ignition candle began and provided us that big support level on volume. So what happened out of the open was we started to sell, right? We started to slice right through this 100-day moving average. I didn't really want to anticipate this breakdown just because it was such a critical level, and Tesla obviously can really whip around, and it can make it tough to get started. So I wanted to wait and see some continuation on this. So if we dial into a faster time frame on the 15-second, which I use for entry, what I saw here was that sell down and then the retest, right? What do we always talk about when we're looking for an entry? Our precision entries, we're looking for a pivot in the direction we're looking to trade. So we're looking to trade to the short side. We want to see a pivot be put into the short side. All right, so what we had here, here is the first move up. It started to sell off. Remember, we're not below the 100-day moving average yet. We have to get below that and the 309 level. So what happened was we start to get this sell off. It dipped below 309. I didn't get in this yet because I didn't want to anticipate. Here's the real first move back up. We started to reject that 310, 311. Come back in, test 309, come back up, test the VWAP, still below the 100. This is the most important thing right here. It's a lower high. A lower high against the VWAP, and I started to get short in through here as we came back down at 309.80s. All right, 309.80, I was short. And I just sat in this thing and watched it very closely, watched this 15-second time frame to get a good read on the price action. And what I saw was lower highs every time, right? Lower highs all the way through, and that kept us in this trade, right? So if you're looking at this, From a price action standpoint, you can see there's lower highs on every wave here, and that's what should have kept you in the trade. All right, and every time we look at this thing, we've got lower highs. That should tell you to stay patient and remain in the trade, and that's what allowed us to cover this thing all the way down to 300 bucks, right? I wanted to see 300 bucks on this, and that's where I was gonna take my final piece. I didn't hold any more longer than that just because of kind of the week that we're in. We're in a holiday week. We're really lucky to see any sort of action or momentum, and this Tesla trade really was a great one. And I covered it all the way down through 300 bucks. My last out was 299.80, so a full 10 points from top to bottom. Just an incredible trade. These are the types of trades that make your month. You know, one of these a week, every 2 weeks, are really all you need to stay solvent. These are really fantastic moves, and if you can identify these technicals and get these precision entries that we do here off of this 15-second chart, stay patient, you can really, really do well. And that's what we're able to do here today. So 309.80 entry, we covered half as we came down through 308. I covered more as we came down through 303. And then that final piece I held as we broke through 300, and my bid was at 299.80, again, for a full 10 points. We just don't see these types of moves that often. And when you have the technical setup to back up a stock that has the ability to put in these wide range moves, you need to be on high alert and watch them very closely, because again, these are the trades that make the big, big money, right? The big wins. And we were able to capitalize on this setup today. And I know a lot of traders in our room were able to take advantage as well. So again, just pointing out the levels here in the pre-market, sticking to the plan, being very, very precise on our entries, watching that price action very closely, and letting the trade work. Patience. You know, the money is made in the waiting. It's really important not to get too involved in the trade. Once you're able to pinpoint your entry and you're in, sit back, let the trade work. And as long as the price action is in your favor, then you need to remain in the trade. There was never an exit signal on this all the way down until we had that volume bottom come in at 297. Which happened right here. You can see the ramp in volume and the bottoming tail candle put in against the pivot. That is a really, really nice volume bottom. And you can see it came all the way back to highs, right back to the open. Those are really strong setups when you have those hard sell-offs into a major pivot and you have a volume ramp at the same time. Really, really important. That's a teachable technical moment right here, is this volume bottom into a pivot. We had the same thing on Apple just the other day, just so you can see. Huge sell-off here to the downside, major pivot at 183.50, volume ramp into the pivot. Stock is not going any lower as the volume is increasing. That's telling you a volume bottom is coming. All right, and you can see it held that 183.50 pivot to the penny and just sat off that low and never traded any lower. But that is just an incredible example of a volume bottom. Same thing on Tesla. Again, you have that volume ramp into a major pivot after an extension. Hammer candle, volume bottom. A lot of traders took this long after I covered my final position here. They switched sides, they took it long, and they got the same move back to the upside. All right, so when these stocks are making moves like this, these high beta names with great technical setups, got to take advantage, and we were there today to do that. So I hope you guys were able to take advantage as well. Any questions, always feel free to reach out, mike@warriortrading.com.
If you're still watching, you must have really enjoyed that video. So why not subscribe and get email alerts anytime I upload new content? Remember, when you subscribe, you become a member of the Warrior Trading family.